top headlines.
Celtics are in Orlando tonight against the Magic, and developing news at this hour, according to Adrian Wojnarowski of ESPN, Marcus Smart set to undergo thumb surgery today, but there is some hope that he will return in the playoffs. Also, Kyrie Irving will miss his second straight game dealing with that knee injury. Al Horford is back in the lineup tonight. Coverage of the Celtics and Magic begins at 6:30 with Sean Grandy and Cedric Maxwell right here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Bruins lost the Panthers last night 3-0 in Florida. They'll close out the road trip tomorrow night against the Tampa Bay Lightning. David Backes in the game last night, ejected in the first period for a check from behind on Vincent Trocheck. ESPN reporting Patriots set to host Bengals running back Jeremy Hill today, and also Falcons defensive tackle Adrian Claiborne. Former Pat special teamer Johnson Batamosi agreeing to a 2-year deal with the Houston Texans today, worth just over $6 million. Round one, March Madness continues, coming up in just a few moments. Providence against Texas A&M from Charlotte later in the hour. Number 2, Purdue versus number 15, C.S. Fullerton. And the Hockey East semifinals tonight at the TD Garden. Boston College goes up against Boston University. And then Providence against Northeastern. Round two of the Arnold Palmer Classic. Henrik Stenson and Bryson DeChambeau, your leaders at 9 under par. Tiger Woods 4 under par, tied for 8th. He'll be teeing off in the 1 o'clock hour. Headlines are brought to you by WestJet Airlines. Now with low-fare daily flights from Boston to Montreal, Toronto, and Halifax. Book now at WestJet.com. I'm Mike Riley on Boston's Home for Sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. Your next update in 30 minutes.
Love it, Dane.
Thursday morning at 9.
Good morning, Frederick.
Toucher and Rich talk basketball with the Celtics president of operations, Danny Ainge. Brought to you by GE, official data and analytics partner of the Boston Celtics. On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Josie's on a vacation far away. Come around and talk it over. So many things that I want to say.
Can I get a hell yeah?
No, I like my girls a little bit older. I just want to use your love tonight.
And it's 12:04 on a Friday afternoon. Zolak and Bertrand, Hardy and for Beetle.
Song never gets old. Feeling it today.
Staying right? Power.
316 day.
That's right, baby.
Sarge is fired up because he likes wrestling. It's my mom's birthday. That's why I'm fired up.
Tomorrow's St. Patrick's Day.
One of the most overrated days, St. Patrick's Day.
It's a great day.
Brings out the clowns.
Still a good day.
I'm good. I'm happy for the Irish. I understand it all. You know what it gets me going too, though? It gets me in my leprechaun voice.
Oh, good.
And then it starts morphing into I am a pirate.
Scotty O'Zola.
Hello, me leprechauns. Me eat your face off.
It's kind of like you with your ad there for the
Worcester
guys. The Worcester Pirates.
Flipping a coin out there, I think, in May.
Really?
Yes, sir.
Wow.
The Pirates. Pirate Nation, me are pirate.
Very nice.
It's a leprechaun. Leprechaun pirate. Be funny if you had a bunch of little green men on a boat. Maybe that's what happened here with Tango, Victor, Vector. You know?
Do you do a leprechaun voice that is not an evil, scary leprechaun?
I mean leprechaun. Hello there, I mean lucky Joe.
Because it's always the scary leprechaun from the movie Leprechaun, right?
Oh, that's creepy. You want to scare the hell out of your kids?
Well,
you put that thing on.
You were doing it for 5 seconds. You talk about peeling somebody's face off.
Hey, you have a daughter. Yeah? I know you have a daughter. Jim's got a daughter. Jim, I want you to go home. I want you to rent the movie Annabelle. But that doll comes to life. You want to scare the bleep out of your kid and have her never sleep again? Annabelle. She'll never look like another doll again.
Scary movie, huh?
Oh, my God. It's like, remember what Chucky and Effect Chucky had on people as a kid?
Oh, yeah. Still in my head.
Worse. I'd say worse. But, you're not baiting me into this.
No. I'm not. I'm really not.
Hello, me going to.
For once, I'd prefer to move on.
We going to talk a little bit about these sports here. You talking me some sports. Me leprechaun. They don't say I. Aye, Captain.
Yeah.
Chase has been holding in New York for quite a while.
Good.
As we get back into the Patriots here. And look, we haven't even gotten to some of the signings. Big signings for the Patriots, huh?
We're going to get to them. Yep.
We'll get to them, of course. But Chase has a question. Go ahead, Chase. Thanks for your patience.
Hello,
what's
me,
up?
Chase.
What's up, guys?
Hey.
I was reading about some of the free agents that are still on the market, and I noticed that Tyron Matthew's still there, and I haven't really heard much from him other than he wants to go to a contender that focuses on defense.
Football first. Football first environment.
Yeah, like, he's not going to be cheap. I think his minimum is like $9 million, but I think it would be a great signing for the Patriots because he can provide the type of underneath coverage that the Patriots really lacked last season because they kept getting gassed by like satellite backs like Corey Davis, Kareem Hunt, Corey Grant.
Yeah.
I mean, Landon Roberts cannot cover. He gave up like a 50-yard pass to Kenyon Drake in the Miami game.
Yep.
And, you know, we all know what happened when Jordan Richards got put on Corey Davis in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that was good. I mean, see, I don't think they're going to do it. I don't, and I'll tell you why. I mean, they got money invested in Harmon now at $5 million. McCourty's in over $8 million. They gave Chung a bump. They love Chung, him down in the box. Jordan Richards isn't going anywhere. They love him.
Chung is
a core special teamer. Your depth at corner now is Stephon Gilmore with Jason McCourty opposite him. Congratulations, Jason McCourty, Devin's twin brother. They get to play together again. Eric Rowe. You know, it's kind of a combination of McCourty and Rowe and Cyrus Jones and Jonathan Jones. Like, they look at that as we have depth. Nate Ebner signed back. They view him also as a safety, even though he's a special teamer. So you got all these bodies. Now, Matthew is a great upgrade over any of them. But then what's the cap number? Are you still done? You know, you're trying to get Jeremy Hill in. You're bringing in another pass rusher today. So they're still out there looking at guys. So I just don't think that Honey Badger right now makes sense for them from a monetary standpoint. Even though I love them, I want them to go after Jordy Nelson. That's not going to happen. Guy's a Raider now, you know?
How do you feel about the acquisition of the other McCourty?
You know, I scratched my head because I thought, you know, okay, is it damaged goods? Are you getting him at the end? Because there was definitely interest here in bringing him in when he was up before, and he got a nice deal from Tennessee and you know, got paid a lot of money, went to Cleveland. And I start looking at the numbers, like passes defended, games played, interceptions. Like, you compare the two players between he and who he's replacing and Malcolm, and his numbers are pretty damn good. Good numbers.
Yeah. He's
a long corner. Like, Devin's not a small guy.
Do you put much stock into those Pro Football Focus numbers?
Not much.
Okay, but because I do like the Pro Football Focus stuff, and I like a lot of their stats, but they have him ranked as the 27th best corner last year. In 2017 and 18. And Malcolm Butler was like somewhere down the list, like 70 or 80. So, I mean, I know which one I would have rather had on my team last year, but in terms of their metrics, he graded out pretty high. Is it going to be enough? I mean, is he going to be a suitable, more than just a role player? What if they need him to be more than that? I don't know enough about him. I
don't know the detailed stuff. Is he a cover guy? I'd know after I watch a game.
Right.
But this is why I don't put the stock in the numbers of Pro Football Focus. Is, you know, you're just throwing a bunch of numbers at a page. Can you see, is this number bigger than the other? The answer is yes. But when it gets down to it, can the guy play in this certain coverage, this situation? And that's intently what you want to know as a player.
McCourty was on TV last night, and he was saying that he's not as big of a hitter as not as physical a player as Devin, but he's faster.
He has to be, being a corner, you know?
But it's 10th year in the league. It's 10th year in the league.
See, that's the thing. You're getting a guy that's got a lot of games under him. It's a veteran guy that you could plug and is probably going to be able to respond. And he's got experience. It's not like you're rolling Cyrus Jones out there. See, Jonathan Jones was coming on a little bit at the end of the year, whether you like to admit it or not. And I talked to somebody that said he was grading out higher than any defensive back in the final six games. But I don't even view him as a, you know, regular starter. I think it's a combination. You're gonna see games based on matchups, whether it's going to be Rowe or McCourty.
Right.
Like, they like Rowe. Whether you like it or not, they like Rowe. So get used to seeing Rowe. You know, but he's got good length, you know, as does McCourty. And don't forget, Devin played corner first year. He ended up going to damn Pro Bowl
but
as a corner.
But they're not moving Devin back to
corner. I know that, but I'm just saying from a size skill set, you're thinking, well, one's different and this one's faster. He's got to be faster if he's strictly a corner.
All right.
Yeah.
So the real question is he going to be able to have any fun here? Because as we...
Well, it's the no-fun bunch.
Is he gonna be miserable, right? Because Bill Belichick, according to Mike Giardi's source, is making the Planet Players miserable.
Planet Players. I use that.
I know. You love Planet Players. I think it's a good phrase.
Well, it separates.
Giardi tweeted 17 hours ago during early edition, "Someone who knows is watching our show tonight. Source says Bill is making Planet Players miserable." And yes, a lot of this ties back to the Alex Guerrero stuff. The players, like Brady and Gronk, don't feel appreciated for the sacrifice they make. He also said that the source still believes Gronk will play and will be armed with a raise when all is said and done.
It's kind of a little bit of everything, right?
Well, it brings it back to what I'm hoping really all this is.
Why is this coming out, though?
Is Gronkowski trying to get more money, and whatever the source is in tight with Gronk, and Gronk and he have an understanding. It's like, look, don't make this all about me. Say that we're unhappy, because it's true. You know, we don't love the way things are run down here, but don't make it all about me, because then I come across as a whiner and greedy, and it's really not that, because it's more than just me. So say the Planet Players. Okay, all right, we'll leave it. We'll leave it vague, but specific enough to where people can say, "Oh, it's you, it's Brady, it's okay, top tier players." All right, good. All right, we'll do it this way. And really, it's all just a ploy to get Gronkowski paid a little bit more, which he deserves. I pray that's all it is.
It's like seems like it's all part of some sort of the plan. You know, you get this tidbit, you have Tom versus Time, you have question convictions. He just wants to go, wants to have fun. Wants to be appreciated. Gronkowski's in South Beach dancing around, working out. He had the bands in his hand, you know, dancing next to a pool. I don't think he was there partying, but I don't know. You get Drew Rosenhaus talking to Florio on Pro Football Talk. I love my relationship with the Patriots, but I can't talk about Rob. All these things are being dropped. Like, the camps are pushing it from that side. What's coming? What's going to come from the other side? Is there going to be like another hit piece or something? I don't know. If this side and the team and, you know, players are saying this, that, or this is what they're thinking, Brady's calculated posts or likes or comments, you know, on social media. That's it. Good job. Well said, Rob. Well said. Clap, clap, clap. Capital letters. Be free. What are you breaking loose from? What? Is this a prison? I mean,
be happy.
You're not happy every time I see these guys are happy.
Be free.
They all want money, man, too. It's a little bit of everything.
Be like water.
Be water.
Don't pick that scab.
Put the water in the saucer. It becomes the saucer.
Becomes a teapot. That's the one I like.
Yes.
Jim and Weymouth, go ahead.
Hey, can I just say, I am loving having you on full time, Hardy. You are like my favorite thing on the station.
Oh, thanks, Jim.
All right, so it's going to take everything. I know you're laughing at me, whatever.
Zoe was laughing.
I'm not laughing.
I think you make a lot of sense, and you're the best call of the day.
All right. Go. So what's happening at Patriot Place, is Zoe just nailed it, is a little bit of everything, and it's just going to take work on everybody's part. I mean, because Bill needs to realize that he's got two employees that have reached a point where they're worthy of an attaboy every once in a while, okay?
Think about it. What two players kept your ass in that game? The two that we're talking about, right?
Yes.
So they're sitting there, and I'm telling you, losing that game was a bad, bad, bad loss. It's up there, man. People will discount it because it's Philly and Foles. I'm telling you, it gets you salty after you lose a game like that. And these two guys are salty.
Absolutely. And then Kraft has to realize that he compromised his coach.
He's a middleman. He's stuck in the middle of this.
So Kraft has to go now and have a unified show of support for his coach to keep the other Patriots from going off the rails here. And then Tom and Gronk have to realize that Bill still has a system to run, and that this system has been successful.
It seems like they're losing, and Jim, thanks for the call. Thanks for the kind words. It seems like they're losing a little bit of respect for the system. They're not as enamored with the whole notion of this is the way we do things. I think that's fair to say. Someone else got very emotional yesterday in his introductory press conference with his new team. That's Deion Lewis. We haven't heard from Deion Lewis yet, but we will after this.
Zolak and Bertrand.
Do they pose a threat?
98.5, the Sports Hub.
You know what, Hardy?
What, Scott?
I think the, you know, we're sitting there betting yesterday, at least Jim was. I think this PC Texas A&M is going to go under in the first half.
Jim has so many bets going on.
Jim's in there clapping.
Oh, my God.
I shut the door to the hallway, so it's not going to bother anybody.
Jim is like the nicest, most conscientious. He is like the most responsible person I know and such a degenerate to a small degree. He's got like 50 bets going on, but they're all like for a dollar each. He had $5 on one bet yesterday, and there were so many things tied to it that if they all hit, it would have paid him over $5,000.
I have one today. It's a 10-teamer.
A 10-teamer?
For how much money are you laying out?
$5.
And if it hits, how much do you win?
$2,900.
That's so sexy.
Those are the kind of bets I want to make. Yeah, I don't want to lose money, but I want to make money.
Have you ever hit on one of those?
Not yet.
Is that through Beetle?
Today's
Beetle
the day.
Helping you out? Make a call?
He's awfully positive, too, for a degenerate gambler.
Yeah.
My team's playing.
His team.
All right.
So you're Friar
Town. Did you go there?
No, I grew up going to the games, though, since I was like 5 years old.
What college did you attend, Jim?
I went to URI for like 2 weeks.
Oh, is that it? Okay.
Eat.
That's
right.
It. Right. Yeah.
So were you not happy that they won yesterday? Or
no, I like it. I like both teams.
Okay.
Probably lean towards Providence, but I like both teams.
Huh.
Is Tufts in the tournament? I just saw Maz walk through. Is
Maz is back?
Yeah. Maz is back today.
Oh, he's got a lot to talk about.
You know who's the Providence play-by-play guy?
He's saving it for 2 o'clock.
All right.
John Rook.
Yeah. PA announcer at Gillette Stadium.
Yep.
Michigan State plays tonight because they always play on the second day of the tournament. You got to wait forever for Michigan State to play their first round game. So
they're my champ. I picked them to win it all.
Thanks, Sarge.
Go Sparty.
Let's get to the calls here, and then we'll get to the Deion Lewis audio as promised. First, it's Monty in the truck.
No.
Yeah, what's up, Monty?
Whoa, baby.
Yo.
Zo, what's going on, baby boy?
What's up, my man? I holler at that.
Hey.
Hey.
Coaching Zoe. Andy and Zoe. Now we got another gentleman in Zoe. I'm loving it.
You sound good, Monty. I'm glad you're healthy, man.
Hey, Zoe, you know, I've been out and listening this whole time. I'm already out of breath.
I know. Don't be player hating on me. Let's go. What do you got?
I've been out and listening all this time, man. Couldn't wait to come in and holler at you. I just wanted to give a shout out to all the transplant people. Yo, hey, keep your head up. Cancer people, keep your head up.
Nice.
Tufts is one of the best hospitals in the world. If you're associated with them, you're in a great place, and keep your head up.
Boy, it's so good to talk to you because last time we talked, you weren't well. And it sounds like you're doing a lot better, Monty. We miss you. We love you.
Yeah, Monty. This is the other gentleman.
It's great.
It's good to hear from you.
I'm going to get to know you, man. I'll be calling.
Monty, I've been on the show for 10 years.
What's up with your Cowboys? What's up with your Cowboys, man?
Ultimately, we got to get Jerry Jones' son in there, man, so we can get some picks and do what we got to do. This guy is hog-tailing us, and we can't get better with this dummy.
Hogtailing?
We got so many holes that we got to fill. It's ridiculous, and he's incapable of doing that.
Mm. That's Big Jerry.
This is a Patriot station, so I'm not going to bore y'all with them Cowboys talkers. We can go on and off with that. But
could we?
Hey, sure. Yeah, we could.
I'd do 4 hours on Cowboys.
No, you couldn't.
My man, my boy, my big tight end, I think it's time for him to just go get the money. Go get the money. Leave New England alone. Go get the money, like the receiver that just left. And him and Brady tweeted, you know, you got out of this jail asylum in terms of referring to the Patriots and how strict it is in there and how you got to do it their way. If it's not their way, it's the highway. Get out there, spread your wings, and I think that applies to Big Boy at the tight end position. It's time for him to do that, too. This last contract he has had was so laden with incentives that he had to play. He had to produce, you know.
Yeah.
He should be at the point of and now in his career where he can let his head down, relax, play football, get paid, and enjoy the sport. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right,
Monty. Thank you.
One more thing.
Okay. Hurry up.
I never got a chance to talk to y'all in terms of how Why New England lost that Super Bowl because it was just so busy, but I know I'm going back. I just wanted to get this out. The reason they lost the Super Bowl, because you can't lose. Brady putting up all them yards, that should have been a win. Butler not playing, who cares if Butler didn't play or not? It wasn't his fault. The reason why they lost that game is because they normally get calls. Calls is what tips the scales towards New England. And in Pittsburgh, they won that game because of that call, that catch-no-catch garbage. In the Super Bowl, the refs kept those napkins in their pocket, and they didn't make borderline calls. They let the game play out.
Okay. Yeah, illegal formation on a trick play. Monty, we see you, man. I know you're out. You're listening. I appreciate it.
How many years older is Monty than he sounds, if you had to guess? Because you've seen pictures of him.
Monty's in his 50s, I'd have to assume. Yeah. We met
Monty. Yeah, I know.
I met Monty. Yeah,
I was going to say, for people who've never seen a picture of Monty, just tack on 20 years to what you think he looks like.
Yeah.
Hmm. He's a very youthful-sounding man.
Young at heart.
Good to hear from you, Monty.
But, I mean, I go back and I look at that one play. That was not a catch, that touchdown, that back caught up the seam.
Come on.
It was so bang-bang, Hardy, and the ball was not controlled through it.
Oh, come on.
If you're going back to the way they want to rule it, you know what I mean? They lost the game.
Okay.
It's not the ref's fault.
All right. Yeah, thank you. Okay. So don't entertain that. That's not why. Holy crap, look what he's done now. Now Mabel's calling.
Oh boy! Told you I could do 4 hours on Cowboys. That's easy.
Okay, Mabel, let's wrap up the Cowboys talk in one segment. Hi.
Oh my God, Zoe! Did you just say that you could do 4 hours on my Cowboys?
Yeah. Easy.
I love you.
I could do 4 hours on how the team's run.
I don't think you would love the 4 hours, Mabel, but he could do it.
Sure, she'd like it.
Well, but the fact that he's giving the Cowboys credit and credibility to even talk about them for 4 hours makes me happy.
Nice. He would talk about the Leprechaun movie for 4 hours.
We could be coaching the Cowboys with me Leprechaun.
See?
What did you think of Orlando Scandrick asking to leave?
Bye. Please. See ya. Get rid of him.
Really? So you don't think he's worth it?
I don't. No. 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 I watched him a lot last year. I'm not a big fan of his.
You're not a big fan of his?
No.
How come we've been so quiet in the draft, though? Any idea?
Because in the teams, I mean, how many holes do you have? You know, and it's not the draft, it's the free agency. And I said this the other day. New England, you know, Pittsburgh, Atlanta, Dallas are four of the quietest teams of not making any big moves. Because those teams are perennially pretty good. They're pretty good. It means you're set. The teams that jump into free agency and give all this money, the teams that are desperate, are not very good. Or you got a new coach, and we need to make a splash. We need to spend money. Teams with $100 million cap space. Teams like San Fran. Gave Jimmy the money. Giving Sherman the money. You know? Give it some time.
I'm with Mabel. The Cowboys have been very quiet this draft. They're just...
Stop.
You're the one who asked her to... You're the one that asked her to name a player.
She asked me about Scandrick. She's gotten better with the calls, man. Know your team. Love your team. Right? Sarge, you ready for a hot headline?
No, we're ready for Deion Lewis. We didn't get to it. We got hijacked by our two Cowboys callers, Monty and Mabel.
Oh yeah!
So we will
stop fist pumping in here.
Finally,
it's such a distraction.
Give you the emotional.
Boom. I'm gonna go pull a plug on Jim's TV so he can't watch this game.
Let him watch. He's fine.
God.
We'll give you the emotional Deion Lewis audio, and we'll take more of your calls on the Patriots and the players who have left. We're also gonna get to a little Danny Ainge on Gordon Hayward, because I tell you what, Zoe. There's somebody that keeps giving you false hope on Gordon Hayward, and it happens to be a guy at the very high up in the organization. I just told you. But we'll get to that, too, after Sarge's Hub Headlines.
Sports Hub Headlines.
Celtics' Marcus Smart out for the remainder of the regular season. That, according to ESPN's Adrian Wojnarowski, he'll undergo thumb surgery today. But there is some hope that Marcus Smart will return at some point during the playoffs. Also, as the Celtics get ready for the Magic tonight in Orlando, they will be without Kyrie Irving for a second straight game, dealing with that knee injury. But Al Horford is back in the lineup. Tip-off is at 7 o'clock. Coverage starts at 6:30 right here on 98.5. The Sports Hub, Sean Grandy and Cedric Maxwell will have you covered there. Bruins are back to work tomorrow night in Tampa against the Lightning. Final game on the road trip. Last night, 3-0 shutout loss in Florida against the Panthers. David Backes was ejected in the first period for a check from behind on Vincent Trocheck. ESPN is reporting that the Patriots will host Bengals running back Jeremy Hill today, and also former Pats special teamer Johnson Batamosi agreeing to a 2-year deal with the Houston Texans worth just over $6 million. Round one March Madness underway. Providence off to a 6-2 lead over Texas A&M 6 minutes into the first half. Later this hour, number 2-seeded Purdue goes up against number 15-seeded C.S. Fullerton. Round two of the Arnold Palmer Classic. Henrik Stenson is your leader at 11 under par. Bryson DeChambeau, 3 shots off the lead. Rory McIlroy, 6 under par. Tiger Woods will be teeing off in the next half hour. He is at 4 under par. And the Hockey East semifinals tonight at the TD Garden. BU versus BC at 5, and then Providence and Northeastern at 8 o'clock. Headlines brought to you by Schultz Law. Attorney Mark Schultz has been protecting the rights of riders for over 20 years. 857-300-5300 or Schultz Law today. SchultzLaw.com. I'm Mike Riley. I'm Boston's Home for Sports, 98.5. The Sports Hub, your next update in 30 minutes.
Just because you're at work doesn't mean you have to miss a story. Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Well, 12:38 Friday afternoon. Zolak and Bertrand Hardy in for Beetle here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Got some Dion Lewis audio. We already listened to Malcolm Butler at his introductory press conference question and answer with the Tennessee Titans. And, it was essentially more the same of what Jeff Howard reported on, saying that he was sick and that, whether it's a game plan, he really didn't really know why. He'd never been told why. Could have been this, could have been that. But, he said he was, praying about it, and he's, moved on. He's happy to be a Tennessee Titan. He loves Patriots and loves Kraft and loves Bill Belichick. So, it's all good. Deion Lewis got a little more emotional when he was speaking. Let's listen to Deion Lewis now, and we'll be able to kind of compare and contrast. Go ahead.
I always believe in myself, so I don't really let what happens bother me. I just keep working, and I know that I can overcome anything. Because, I've overcome a lot of things that many people can't overcome. So no matter how bad things get, I know that with the faith I have and the belief I have in myself, I could always turn things around.
Can you explain that a little bit?
What's that?
A little bit more, some of the things you overcome?
Just my life, just the way I grew up, the way my parents pushed me, not really being looked up to. So, man, it's a tough situation, man. It's emotional. But I'm be all right.
Pretty thankful, I guess for teams believing in you and being with you right now.
It's good to have people believe in you, and I just gotta make it right.
Wow, I lost a good guy. I gotta play his ass off. Pound for pound, inch for inch, for what you get out of him. You're not stretching to that number for him, though. You have too many voids, too much to spread it around for what you're going to do with a back. But they got Henry and him in the same backfield now with Mariota. That's going to be tough to defend. Real tough to defend. You got to have the right coordinator now. Run that type of stuff that Philly runs. They're going to be tough to stop. They really are. Good for Deion. Glad it means something to him. He's come back from some bad knee injuries, man. And look how effective he is.
The way his parents pushed him, and what did he say something about, like, he didn't have anyone, no one looked up to him, or no one, can we hear that again, Jim?
I think it's like feeling alone on, good, and feeling like he's alone on an island, it's all on him, but the hard work paid off. And
just my life, just the way I grew up, the way my parents pushed me, not really being looked up to, so, man, it's a tough situation, man, it's emotional.
Like it's the undersized, chip.
Yeah.
Everybody counts you out. Wasn't heavily recruited. Well, too short, too small, too little. Yeah, you weren't that blue chip recruit, but now you're making $6 million a year. Good for him. Good for him. That guy's earned it.
He has earned it. And I thought he was just talking about the injuries.
Yeah. All these guys that left and taking the money, they've earned it. They really have. All good competitors, Solder, Yeah. Butler. Him.
Yep.
Danny, you know?
You worry at all about a guy that's that emotional?
No, because it's the enormity of it. That's what you play for. You play for the money, man.
Right.
Security. He's secure now.
It's true.
He is secure. He has a guaranteed money.
Yep. He's very, very happy and the tears of joy as much as anything. Ah, it's a wonderful thing. Good for you. Happy for Deion Lewis. Once again, I see a running back lead the Patriots, who I think they can't live without. And the Patriots' response is, of course we can. It doesn't matter. It's running back. It doesn't matter who the running back is.
Oh, my Rex God. Buckhead. Look at Case Keenum's numbers. Case Keenum, 2 years, $36 million, $25 million guaranteed. Wow.
That's been out there, though.
Oh, it has. Wow.
That just made it into Fake Promo Friday.
What the hell was the one down at CBS scene that day?
Doug Peterson. Doug Peterson. Coach of the Eagles.
Oh, the coach that beat you. That's right.
Yeah, it was 2 years, 36. It was originally a 20-year deal. It had been reported, but then when the numbers came out, it was 2 years, 36. So they can still draft a guy. It's like more like a Glennon-type deal.
Wow. Sorry, I missed that one.
Okay.
He's not a priority for me. I don't search Keenum numbers. I don't really view him that highly. Maybe I should start.
You know, there's one more piece of audio that's out there that we're trying to get right now so that we can talk about a little bit more, because there's a couple of conflicting things coming in on Nate Solder. And one of them was, Zoe, and I think you saw this too, that Nate Solder had a similar money offer from the Patriots. Did you see this?
Yeah, Patricia Traina, right? Correct? From The Athletic, New York City. Covers the Giants.
Right.
Said that Solder said that the money the Patriots offered compared to the Giants, same ballpark, same type of contract. That'd be alarming to me.
But Nate Solder is also speaking at his New York Giants introduction, and not that he's going to talk about necessarily specifics of money and stuff, but some of the other stuff that's out there has nothing to do with the Patriots. Other teams mentioned, the Patriots aren't one of them. And what did we hear on the Patriots and their conversations with Nate Solder? What did we get? Nothing.
Nothing. I don't think they were in.
I think
they went into this preparing to lose him.
So do you have the quote, Hardy? Because I have the quote from Solder from the press conference.
Read it, please.
Okay, good.
That this is what they're interpreting from. It was a tough decision. There were three really good teams that were in the running. The Houston Texans, the Denver Broncos were also rumored to be pursuing him. That's a little in parentheses. It came down to a couple things. The money was all somewhat equal. It came down to where my family was most comfortable. My wife's family lives here. The organization's incredible. At about 2 a.m., we kind of worked out a deal.
Wow.
So it was down to three teams. At the end, the Patriots weren't one of those three teams, apparently.
Right.
So I don't know where this other report is coming from, Patricia Traina.
If you take the Texans and Broncos thing out of the quote, it's just left up to the reporters to assume what teams were in the mix.
She said, Nate Solder said that Giants and Patriots offered somewhat equal money. Is he just being kind?
The quote was,
there
were three really good teams that were in the running.
So he gave you the final three.
It came down to a couple things. The money was somewhat equal.
But
he didn't say Texans and Broncos. That was in parentheses in the story.
Okay.
The quote is, there were three really good teams in the running. It came down to a couple things. The money was all somewhat equal.
But even at that money, I still can't see New England being in it. That's somewhat equal money to what he got from the Giants. I don't think they even got
the
same
ballpark. She assumed the Patriots were one of those three teams.
Yeah.
And a lot of people now are reporting they weren't one of those three teams.
Okay. See, that's where it gets concerning. If you're getting offers that are even out there and New England meets your demands and your offers and you still elect to leave, that's where I think things really become problematic here. Like, we haven't heard that yet. Like, Danny, nobody's giving Danny $12 million, $8 million guaranteed at 33. No way. Patriots aren't going to give Butler that, even though Yates said that was similar, the contract they offered him this time last year. I thought he'd jumped all over that if they offered him that. Man, come on.
It is problematic, though, and it goes back to what we were talking about yesterday, and Ben Volen had a story about it that we didn't really touch on yesterday, but Karen Garigian had one, too. you know, is the Patriots thing about playing for the Patriots and playing for less money and doing that, is that not a thing anymore? So that's on the table, too. And 617-779-0985. Got another call from Chris. Chris, we're going to get to your call and others right after this.
Are they aliens?
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
All right. WBCN, the Rock of Boston. I should bring you back, huh, Artie?
Right, thank you.
Is this top ten, like, when you spin them?
I never played this on BCN, unfortunately.
Really?
No.
Why?
Probably.
You serious?
We'd probably still be sitting in the WBCN studios if we played stuff like this.
You guys played the bad stuff, and it'll get popped, huh?
I don't know if I ever...
Wasn't it in this room, though?
Yes. What?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm saying, but we did... I mean... At some point, they played REM on WBCN. Not while I was there.
Different building.
No. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Did you go to the reunion?
I was in the old building, too. I was in both buildings.
Really?
Yes.
Did you go to the reunion the other night?
It was not a reunion. It was Charles Laquadera's sneak peek at his multimedia days in the life. I went with Dan O'Brien, and we saw a lot of old BCN folks and a lot of people there. Got to hang out with Chachi and see a bunch of people, but still not sure what we went to. Hmm. Still not sure.
Interesting.
Huh, not sure.
That's happened to me before.
Yeah, you go to an event, and I'm like,
yeah, just, wow, that was
weird.
There,
we're there for 2.5 hours. I'm like, I'm not sure what this is.
Kind of weird. Huh?
I don't know what's going on.
Feel out of place.
Yeah, Charles is there, and, Chachi, and, a bunch of old BCN folks and people. Chuck Nolan's there hanging out.
Chuck.
I don't think he was ever on BCN. It's kind of weird. Isn't that kind of weird?
Is he still doing that stupid Chuck TV?
I don't know.
I haven't seen Chuck TV.
Well, different company now.
Oh, yeah, we don't
dead
care
to
about
us. We yep, don't dead care. Us. Dead to
Pound
us.
Pound Sand Chuck.
That's right. So let's get back to your calls here at 617-779-0985. We go to Jeff in Providence. Hi, Jeff. You're on with Hardy and Zolak. What's up?
Hi. How you guys doing?
What's good. Up,
so I just wanted to talk about the report today where, Gronkowski... His reports Gronkowski and Tom Brady were miserable with the way Belichick has been handling their situation. And, one thing that Flynn brought up yesterday, which is a really good point, with two planet players like Gronkowski and Brady, it's kind of surprising that it's taken this long to have some kind of conflict between the coach and two of the most important players in the Patriots organization. So, I mean, if you look at it, and you look at the report, and if it's true, now it kind of makes a little bit more sense as to why there were so many leaks during the season.
And time does that, too. I mean, I don't care how much success you have. I remember Danny Marino at the end. Danny used to have dust-ups with the offensive coordinator, quarterback coach, Jimmy Johnson, you name it. And Danny was cranky, and you get cranky, and your demands change. Your life changes when you get older, when you get more important. Brady's juggling a hell of a lot more. Hey, he took on this whole thing, right? You're going to allow I still think him to having to go up to his suite on game day, that's a mandate from Bill saying, I don't want any cameras in my locker room on game day. He can follow you around. I don't care out there on the field, but not my locker room. So, again, it's back to Alex. Like,
the familiarity breeds contempt.
Why?
After 17, 18 years, I know this drill already, and I am so far past tired of it, As a guy coming up behind Bledsoe, fine, I get it. I got the chip on my shoulder. I get it. You bring Garoppolo in. I got all this. Now he's the guy, and there's no heir apparent in place, and you're still acting like this. And now, as far as Brady is concerned, if it is truly a thing with Brady, I'm just tired of it.
Yeah.
With Gronkowski, You could argue it's a couple of different things. If, you know, Tommy Curran says it goes back to the start of last camp and he's not being allowed to train the way he wants to. But I still hold out hope that it's just about the money. And I would have a little more respect for that and a better understanding of it if he just wants to get paid like he should be getting paid. And can we just knock off all the other nonsense about not feeling appreciated and just not having any fun? And
so that makes them look, because they are highly compensated. A lot of people look up to those two. They're the two best players on the team. It's just a bad look if they're saying we're not appreciated.
Yes.
Like that's that, because people term, you know, people in everyday life, that's a money thing. Or is it an environment thing? Answer me this again.
Go
if
ahead.
It's, why is it okay for Brady to go and deal with Tom House or have Tom House advise him and structure him and work with him from a technique thing, but it's bad for Alex? But I guess it's because Brady goes to him. It's not in-house.
Yes, Tom House doing it in the stadium on game day?
That's a good point. Okay. Because then if you're Josh, like if the medical people are getting pissed at Alex, why aren't coaches getting pissed at these throwing gurus? You know? That's right. You go to him. Brady goes out west to work with House. Or House will come in and they'll go for film.
But that's really...
That's not in stadium.
That's really specific stuff. I mean, does Belichick have strong opinions on where Brady should be tucking his elbow on the left side when he's turning to make his throw? Or
that's on Josh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or even Josh. He's not a quarterback coach.
You should have some of that. It's about seating the ball, protecting the ball, you know. Arm slot, all that stuff.
But we were getting like hyper specific about throwing mechanics.
Sure.
Fine, go see your throwing guru. That's okay. Don't be bringing a bunch of people from the team to another guy who wants to train you a different way and say that now we have to do it this way. Look at the size of the staff that we have here with trainers and doctors and everybody on it. No one out to hurt you. No one trying to put you in a bad position to where you can do anything other than play the most amount of plays you can. That is their sole focus, getting you healthy, keeping you healthy and strong and able to take the field as much as possible. You think we have an ulterior motive here? What are you doing with this guy? We got to get on the same page. We're a team. We got to be focused here.
Teamwork.
No. I'm not appreciated.
Again, this goes to... This is simple, man. This is Alex, and he's there every day, and this war on them, and medical people probably had issues with it. Maybe you guys wanted to train differently, and then it goes to weight room issues, and Bill's loyal to his staff. That's who he hires. That's who he pays, and he's got to run his locker room that way. He had to fix his locker room. And they may not like it, but they got to learn to deal with it.
Let's see if we can grab a call or two here. We'll start with Bill in Providence. Go ahead, Bill. You're on with Hardy and Zolak. What's up?
Hey, guys, what a great show. Just a great show.
It is. Thank you.
I thought that, too.
Stuff. It is a good show.
Well, I appreciate that. It's very kind of giving you a compliment. So in the meantime, you know, I used to be an athlete. I go to a particular therapist for that high-intensity stretching in Hopkinton, Massachusetts. So I would hope, and the guys at the station, I would hope you guys, which I know you guys know, and the amount of class you have, not to talk about some of the real, real inside little things. Like, New England Patriots are a team that when it comes to the high-intensity, outside-of-the-box physical therapy, if you may, during the season, is kind of lagging a little bit behind in the league. So I think, Zoe, you know, some of the organizations out there, like the Giants and some of the other teams, get into the high-intensity stretching and intensity of pressure points and they're actually looking outside of the box during the season of, okay, let's do 15 reps at 3.5. Okay, let's superset.
They study all that, yes.
Yeah, those days are a little over when you're during the season. As you know, Zoe, and I'm only saying this because I know you've trained this way, you make your gains with the weights off-season.
Yeah.
And then you have to keep yourself healthy.
And they've switched that, though. They've done studies. I've talked to Bill about this. Like 2 years ago, they put a lot of work into studying injuries and the way. Are we doing things the right way? Are we maximizing? You know, why are we getting hamstrings? Or why are we getting quad issues? Let's go back to look at the way we train. Let's limit this. Let's change this. Incorporate some more resistance with the weights and the chains and the bands. They do some of that to try and help these guys so they find max peak performance.
It may not be what every other team in the league is doing.
Right.
And they alter
it every so often.
Yeah, and I guess in that regard, you could view it as lagging behind, but they are the team that wins the AFC Championship time and time again, and they're in the Final Four every time. And it's lagging behind, okay. Maybe the other teams aren't doing it. Maybe it's just a simple notion that the other teams don't have Tom Brady, Rob Gronkowski, and Bill Belichick. But the three of them apparently are not getting along as well as most Patriots fans would like. Here's something to think about. As Danny Ainge was talking with Tutcher and Rich about Gordon Hayward, giving hope again, does Marcus Smart undergoing thumb surgery today and being out maybe, hopefully, until only the playoffs change your mind as to what Gordon Hayward could be doing for this team at this point? In 2018, the 17-18 season, we'll talk about that and continue with the Patriots after Sarge's Hub headlines.